Okay, we're up to Nun Aleph 51. It says, Omek ha'otzev ha'mimareres ha'neshama, the depth of the pain, of the sadness, of the depression that makes a soul bitter, atam sesachayim, notes of Tevish El Yona, was created in the higher nefesh, the higher soul, kideshi el obeis kibol gadol esmale ba'or eloki. Wow. When a person's really sad and person's depressed, the person has a nitiya, a person has a leaning towards depression, they should realize about themselves that means that their potential is great. And there's a potential of a high soul. Ein davar. What? It's a comforting thought? Or it's accurate?
I don't know. I mean, that's
Yeah, it's hard to say. It's hard to know what he says. The word otsev, that means chemical depression. I mean, perhaps it does mean that. The point is that there's something about if somebody has a predisposition for depression, that they also have a real predisposition for greatness. Like depression happens because of an ability to be so, to have so much self, and having so much self is by itself a potential of greatness. That's what he's saying here.
I'm sure that's the case with some, and I don't know if that's the case there's got to be a reason. Unless there is a chemical thing for depression. I mean, I'm depressed because I don't have any money. I'm depressed because I
That's
don't
not depression. That's not, see, that's external. I don't know if that's depression. Depression is, there are people who get depressed often. But it's not about not having money. It's not about, I don't know what it's about.
I hear what you're saying. And
again, more sensitive.
When you define, again, depression as you're defining it, yes, you're right.
Okay, then that's what he's saying. So ein davar asher ya'odet v'yashiv v'tchias haneshama b'alfa. There's nothing that will give confidence and reawake and give life to a neshama from its faint position, from a soul from being very faint, very not alive. V'smala dichduch b'yosa malei rogos anatzma b'yosa rogos atzma rekin yusuf v'chesrono kiyem eloki. When a person is so down, the thing that really gives him life is the light. Is the godliness, the light of godliness. Okay? Va'ar lukiza inenu osa askala shatikna rakai de'egoyim madud v'safor shekmo ka'ayin. Alpha b'shiyef shetchia neshama shetia neshama reko v'midas askala zubeninis. Avalo b'zeh tachtar el or lukid hadarish l'chaya kim or hazareach me'or elyon yiprimis haneshama v'akaros mitzad asmusa shiraki levada makara makaris ayodas asheva ora. Kishem shiraki levada makeres ve'esa shetiras mamada ha'afel et tzara v'yigona lev yodea maras nafshu b'simchaso lo yisar v'zar. Let's explain. The or eloki shebakocha lo odeda lo hashev v'tchias ha'neshama mulefes einena haskola mugbeles shekei b'yachas or eloki ha'nidrash ha'neshama atzuva haskola mugbeles hi ke'ein. So, The Or Eloki, this light, this spiritual light, is not limited. You can't say that it's counted or it's measured. It's not like you can say, oh, learn a little Torah and all of a sudden you won't be depressed. It doesn't work like that, right? There's something about it that has to be unlimited. So, Or Eloki said, Inena osa atzka shetikone rakai dehi goyon modur v'savu shekamo ka'ayin alf b'shiyev shetia neshomer reko amidas atzkola zu abeninus. Just like the person who's depressed, or maybe not the person who's depressed, but maybe it's the lack of light that creates such an unlimited depression. So too, it's the light that creates a limitless light, a lack of depression. Lev yodei amaras nafshu b'simchasa lo yisariv zar. Or, if somebody is, a person knows, so that's the point. In Mishlei it says that lev yodei, the heart knows how bitter it is, right? Excuse me. U'b'simchaso lo yisariv zar, it says in Mishlei. So it says the words that the heart itself knows how bad it feels, and in its joy, another thing cannot come in contact with. In other words, I can't tell you to be happy. No such thing. Right? I can't tell you, do this, and you're going to be happy. The happiness cannot come from the external, cannot come from the outside, but it also can't be limited. So what he's saying is, Haneshama Nitzreches, the less it's going to work. Haneshama Nitzreches, the soul needs, Gamle Haskolos Mugbelos. It does need somewhat of limited ideas, from external limited ideas. Achlo al yodon tachter lo kriyel adorish lo. El dazrichas ar elyon b'pnimusa b'akuras ha'atzmes. Ar shirak hima kriyel yodos osho v'oro. The only way to get a person out of depression, you can never get a person to have depression. The person themselves can get themselves out of depression. The person themselves, based on this light, this godly light, shining on themselves, can get themselves out of depression. But anything that is learned from the outside will never really truly get the person out of this depression. Sahar Beipamim 52. A lot of times a person doesn't find joy from himself. He's very hard on himself. And the reason for this is that he needs to really come up with this new idea. What he's really saying is that sometimes, or a lot of times, when a person's hard on themselves, the only way that the person will stop being hard on themselves is that they come up with a new realization about themselves. Right?
Yeah, you don't know you say what you are.
So in other words, but this feeling is a good feeling. I mean, it's not a good feeling, but it's a productive feeling. It's a bad feeling, but I feel bad about myself. But the point is that feeling of bad about myself,
you have to do something physically or spiritually. To change that.
Right.
You can't just change.
Right, but it also has the potential to give me a new outlook about myself. The whole reason why I'm feeling this depression is in order for me to come up with this new outlook about myself. This chiddush, this new idea, this breakthrough, this revelation.
Correct.
The time has come for a new level. So Harbi Pavan and the Matsukar Surah Matsma, but who mullet feels on Hafsho, but see, Besadarbain, a no key Tsarakla, only Ryan Kali Khadash, she Romamits Erika Karaso, Haklalis, Musar Bechlal, and Mali Yosef Remema, Mimashu Omer Elov, below Yuchal Ozla, Spirit Simona, Ide Masha Yosef. The person has to be strong. So depression or a real feeling of lowness has the ability for me to create something anew. And I'm not going to settle at that point. So 53. So the evil inclination comes sometimes to show a person that they don't have hope for eternity. Of the next world, Yeida Nemanashu Omer LeSalas Amal Gedolim Ma'od Achi Over Hashem Shelo Amanasik Abapras Kiim Ahav Esikus Tahora. So what the person does at that moment, and this is a great idea, Mimikri Kizeh Al Adam Adasha Davar Meirchu Omer LeSalas Avad Hashem Shelo Amanasik Abapras. If a person feels like that, they don't have a place in eternity, that they're not deserving of eternity. That's when they can serve God from a place of not wanting reward. So if I feel like there's no hope for me to be good, right, to really, whatever, to earn eternity, that's when I can say, Now it's time for me to serve God without expecting any reward. Which obviously ends up being that I have a place of eternity.
Some people do follow it for the respect. But isn't it, how do I say this, the fact that not expecting it just because it's God, it seems to be the best thing you do?
Yeah, but the point is that, but I, you know, how could I look at my life and I say there's no way I'm going to earn a place in eternity, right? Earn a place in paradise.
That's sometimes, not having faith.
Yeah, but sometimes we have a feeling like that, right? Whether we have a faith or not, sometimes something makes us feel that way. And what he's saying is at that moment, when I feel that way, I can say, wow, what an amazing opportunity for me to now serve God without expecting reward.
To be the judge, which is how I look at it.
But
I'm not the judge.
You're right. But you're right. But he's saying something a little bit deeper over here. This depression that I feel, the sadness that I feel that I'm not such a high person, is such a good way of me serving God for selfless motives. Now, after I start serving God from selfless motives, I'll start realizing what a good person I am.
It's like going from weakness to strength.
Yes, absolutely. So this is the last one. Let's do 54. EF shall hold till haaretz and nitzol shakol sheyitar nitzkav shetivua b'mak me'akvira. You cannot draw the light that is in the spark of holiness, that is in the depths of atheism, where kvira shulasos dvarim l'shem pa'olam. Like we said before, that sometimes people do things goodness for the sake of goodness, not for the sake of God, not for the sake of receiving anything. How could I get this goodness? By also feeling bad about myself. Right? Sometimes I don't feel like I'm so righteous. If I don't feel like I'm so righteous, I don't feel like I'm doing it for the right reasons. I don't feel like I'm getting reward for it. At that moment, I can do it just for the sake of goodness. And this is the process. So now, and sometimes this doubt leads me to not have hope. So then what happens is, when I start doing good for the sake of good, I start realizing that's God's will. So what ends up happening? I end up doing good.
Feeling good.
I end up feeling good, but I end up feeling that the good that I did for the sake of good is also God's will. It's a higher level. So basically, let's think about this. There's an idea that we mentioned before that a righteous person falls seven times, right? Right, sheva yipol tzadik kam. That a righteous tzadik falls seven times. So some people say it in a lifetime, some people say it's a day, right? In a day they fall seven times. Why? Because in order for me to really attain the next level, I have to feel that I'm not so confident in the level I'm at. So what's going to happen? I'm doing all these good things and then I fall. I mess up. Now, the second I mess up, what do I feel? That I'm not deserving of anything great. So what am I going to do? Why am I...
You got to get up and start all over.
Yeah, but how? How? Let's analyze that process. I just fell. I just did something bad. I feel bad about it. So what happens? I don't deserve to be a rabbi.
That's not true.
No,
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no, but let's talk serious for a second, okay? I feel so good about the fact that I'm a rabbi and I always do the right thing. Okay? Now I did the wrong thing.
You're human. You're not always going to do
fine. Yes, it's true, but I'm saying something more. I now do the wrong thing. So now I don't feel like I should be the rabbi because I just messed up. I did a really bad thing. Right? At that moment, how am I supposed to serve the people? Not because I'm a rabbi, just because I care about the people. And then what happens? I start realizing, wait a second, that is what a rabbi is. And I went up a high level. Okay, now, let's take that to God. I am doing good. And then I mess up and I do a major sin. What happens at that point? I feel like I don't deserve to be in the presence of God. I don't deserve to be there. So what happens? I have the ability to then just serve God without feeling that I deserve to be in the presence of God, i.e. without deserving reward. So what am I doing it for? Because it's the right thing to do. So what happens? I went up a level. Now I start realizing, well, that's what God wants. God doesn't want me to serve God because I deserve to be in his presence or I deserve reward. What does God want me to do? God wants me to serve God because that's the right thing to do. Leman tov, for the sake of goodness. So what basically what happened is, the only way I got to this high level is because I fell. The only reason, the only way I got to this high level of understanding really what godliness is and understand the depth of the relationship is because I messed up. Shevel yipat tzadik kam. Seven times a person falls in their lifetime, and sometimes this means seven times a day. Yashar koach, that's it.